We're going to be learning about the concept of Yiras Chet, the concept as we prepare ourselves for El Rosh Hashanah, Yiras Chet, the concept of fear of sin. We're learning a piece from Orchos Yosher in explaining this idea. So we know that we have Gemara in Brachos, which tells us something which we just said in Berchas HaChodesh, so we say over there, Chaim Sheish Mehem Yiras Shemayim V'Yiras Chet. So the concept of what is Yiras Chet? What does it mean to actually fear sin? We understand of Yiras Shamayim, there's a level of awe. What is Yiras Chet? Are you afraid of the sin itself? You should be afraid of the one who commanded you not to sin. So what does it actually mean to have Yiras Chet? And we know that there's a concept called Yiras Shamayim. So what is Yiras Shamayim? And alongside with that, we add Yiras Chet. So what is this concept of having this level of fear of sin itself? So Chazal tells us that when it comes to praising people, the greatest praise you can give a person is in the fact that they fear sin. Not necessarily Yiras Shamayim, fear sin. Here's the Gemara in Shabbos that says that there were two scholars standing next to each other, and they were praising each other. So they were praising other people. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha walked by when Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar were sitting there. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha walked by, and one of them said, "We should stand up for him." Why? Because he's a dachil chetin hu. He's a person who fears sin. We should stand up for him. The other one said to him, "You know what? We should stand up for him because he's a bar oryon. He's a Torah scholar." So the other one responds to me and says, "Wait a minute. I understand. I'm telling you we should stand up for him because he fears sin, and you're saying we should stand up for him because he's a Torah scholar. What did you add? Obviously, fear of sin is on a higher level than that of a person being a Torah scholar. You're lowering his praise by saying he's simply a Torah scholar. Well, in fact, the greatest thing about him is that he's a Yirei Chet. So why, says Rashi, you're Mamayit B'Shivcho, you're limiting his praise by saying he's simply a Torah scholar. That doesn't compare to someone who is a Yirei Chet. So what is this?" And he gives a number of different examples of scenarios where we say that a person is, greatest praise is really a person as Yirei Chet. So without those examples, so let's pass those examples. He then says, so why don't we define what this means? Ha'inyan bazeh, ki kvar kasu basvarma kadoshim, is explained in the great holy works, ki ha'aver va'onesh inin dvarim nefradim. When it comes to sin and punishment, they're not two separate entities. You oftentimes, okay, a person sin, and then there's punishment that's associated with it. Rather, chet, sin itself. So what is the sin? The sin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us to avoid have as a part of their nature the ability to act upon our bodies and soul like a lethal poison. What chet ultimately is a poison for us. So this is what it means. Afilu shogeg tzar kapara. If you did a sin, even accidentally, you need kapara. Why? Because the sin itself, ha'avera eishi, it is fire onto itself, ad avadon tochel, it can totally destroy. It's as if a person has taken a samav, has taken a deadly poison. The chesed Hashem hu shayidei ha'korban nimcha ka'avera. But there's chesed that Hashem has done for us, and that is if you did something accidentally, b'shogeg, so you have a korban that you can bring that will erase the sin itself. Matzinu post can be found in halacha, shaf ba'ones haver ma'metes libo. Even if a person does a sin beyond their control, it's not accidental, it's beyond your control. Nevertheless, it causes an obstruction in a person's heart, and therefore, it also, we see that the sin itself is not something separate from punishment. It itself is a bad thing. It itself is a poison. It happens to be there are exceptions when one has an obligation to violate a Torah thing for a life-threatening situation. So then the merit of the mitzvah protects the person from the damage of the sin itself. But ultimately, Hashem built this into the laws of nature. A sin is a consuming fire, no different than the venom of a serpent. It doesn't matter. Regardless of the lack of intention, we oftentimes think, okay, I'm not getting punished because I didn't have intent. But note that if you did it, something, there's a cause and effect that's associated with it. This point is brought out by the Stapler, who writes in Chai Olam that desecrating Shabbos, he says, is kamo machla sartan, is like cancer itself. And Hashem should protect us from these. V'im echad yodea she'im yasa davar ploni yochal maicha ploni yish chashash. The person knows that if he does something or eats something, there's a potential that he's going to get cancer from this, God forbid. Bavada Yibrachman, and obviously he's going to avoid doing these things. V'yisyarei ma'ot shami yikashal, and he's going to be afraid that perhaps he'd stumble on these things. V'mchas ha'shom nichshal, and if he would obviously stumble, God forbid, bavadai pachta v'yirso gadamot, he's obviously going to have tremendous fear because he did this. Because he obviously sinned in such a way that's caused this to happen. V'zeo inyan yiras chet. And this is, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this is what yiras chet is, fearing sin. It means that you have a profound and palpable sense of faith, of emuna, and you feel that this sin that a person is going to do is an esh sorefes, a consuming fire. The greater fear of sin you have, that shows you have a greater level of emuna. The year of Shemayim Shalom Gedolah Yerso, and therefore that means you're going to have a greater sense of fear of heaven. The Zeh Kol Adam, this is with every individual. A person is not afraid of sinning, he's not afraid of doing a sin, it shows that he has a lack of amunah, he's missing out in general with that amunah. And therefore that person's Torah cannot actually succeed. That person is far, far away from Hashem. The closer a person is to Hashem, Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karov Elav, so too Hashem will be closer to him. Kmo Shekasov, as the Pasuk says, Karov Hashem L'chol Karov, Hashem is close to all those who call upon him. So this concept of Yiras Chet is noting that we don't want to sin and we realize how bad the sin is. It is like a physical disease that is upon us. We have to develop a greater sense of that. If you do develop that, you will develop a greater sense of your Shemayim, and that will get you actually closer to Hashem, and therefore Hashem will actually come close to you.